My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 422 and this is your host, Martin. All right guys, so I hope you guys had a good day. Nothing special about my day. I actually took some a little bit of rest from my physical exercises things because I think I went too crazy at some point. And after like 16 days straight, I decided like maybe I should take a break and listen to my buddy. So I took some time to relax. And back tomorrow, back at it. And it's going to be great. All right, so for today, I wanted to talk to you about something that you've heard a lot from a lot of people who told you, you need to do this, you need to do that, this is the future, this is what you need to do if you're an entrepreneur. And I'm talking about visualization exercises, right? So visualization, you need to visualize that life that you want or the relationship that you want and all that kind of stuff, and it will manifest itself and it will happen. Okay, so it's not necessarily just wishful thinking, because me, I'm the kind of guy who's like, oh come on, I mean seriously. That was my first reaction, obviously. And well, from you can hear now, you understand that I've never actually done any visualization exercises. Some people do it every day. So they visualize, I don't know how it works, but you visualize, you have this vision board, for example, and you visualize yourself in this, situation and stuff. It does work for some people, I guess. Doesn't work for me because I've never done it. So maybe it will work. I have no idea. But again, as I said, some things that people tell you work for them doesn't mean that it's the only way to do it. Okay. But anyway, as I was saying, my first thought was, it's a bunch of BS and what's the proof? Okay. And there are some studies actually that have been run on, I think it was basketball players, right? So they had the different groups of basketball players. And so they had players who, they basically had people shooting free throws, right? And a group didn't train at all. They were like, you are forbidden from training, don't touch the ball or anything, all right? There was another group who was training. So they were training hard to master the movements of free throws and stuff. And then the third group wasn't training, but was visualizing the kind of like the ball going in. Okay, so they were doing these exercises where they were visualizing themselves shoot and the ball was going in. Okay, so they had these people do that, and then afterwards they had them actually go and shoot, and what they found out was that the people who didn't train, they came last, right? The people who did train came first. But the people who didn't train and did visualization, they were very, very close from the people who actually trained. which was very surprising. It's like, dude, you haven't shot. How do you know the mechanics and stuff? So apparently, well, the thing is, your brain doesn't necessarily know the difference between you know, fiction and reality, right? So if you're basically telling your brain, okay, let's do this, for the brain, you're actually doing the repetition yourself. You're not doing it physically, but still, your brain is recording the information. And this is why these people were able to score higher. And I was like, oh, this is really interesting. That visualization thing works after all. Okay? Until one day, I did this exercise. So I was following a course of Tony Robbins, right? And he had this visualization exercise where it actually blew my mind, like, honestly, because I was very skeptical. I was super skeptical, actually. And it was like, oh, get up and do the exercise. I was like, nah, 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 nah. So I was moaning and I did the exercise, and holy smokes, it did work, right? Just visualizing stuff. And then I was like, oh, you know what? I should do a lot more visualizing. Well, it seems to work, because that exercise actually blew my mind. It was crazy. And I was like, yeah, I need to do that. I'll try to do that every day. But dude, I think I tried maybe one day, 2 days or something. But this thing is hard, right? Because the hardest thing is not to visualize stuff, is to convince yourself that you actually believe in it, okay? I can visualize that I fly like Superman, but if I don't believe it, it's not gonna happen, right? And the hardest part, I think the first hurdle and the first wall that you need to go over when you're doing visualization exercises is that you need to kind of like convince yourself and believe what you're visualizing, okay? So, well, I completely kind of like gave up on visualizing, because for me, as much as I've been amazed by that exercise, it was just too out there for me. It's too, how can I say that? Like mystical and all that kind of stuff, you know? There's no kind of like substance to it or anything, even though I'm telling you about these studies and stuff. It's just like, it's not my stuff. It's not my thing. Until I realized something. All right, so you might be someone like me. All right, and you're like, these things, the spiritual, blah, blah, blah. It's not necessary for me. I'm more down to earth and stuff, right? Which is my case. And I realized something very recently, and I wanted to share that with you, just in case you're like me. Because again, as I said, the hardest thing in visualization is to actually believe what it is you're visualizing, right? Because sometimes you're like, oh man, I have this big mansion, and I have the stretch limo, and I do this, and then I have $200 million in my account and stuff. And it's hard to actually believe it, you know, right now when maybe you have like $10 in your account, right? So, you know, that's the hardest part. But there is actually an alternative to this that you might actually be doing right now, and you don't even know it. So me, for example, I never actually felt the need or the urge to go and visualize stuff, because somehow I was actually doing it without actually knowing it, okay? And a lot of you guys are doing the same thing. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about planning, all right? If you do some planning, for example, or so you're creating a plan, you're creating a workflow, you're creating a process or anything, what are you actually doing? You're visualizing what this thing will look like, okay? It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. Let's say you're doing a process to mold grass. Okay, so I'm going to put some gas in the lawnmower, and then I'm going to push the lawnmower all the way to the back of the garden. And then I'm going to start it, and then I'm going to go diagonally or horizontally and all that kind of stuff. So you plan this, and what happens afterwards, it happens, okay? So this is the equivalent of visualization. So it's not the visualization where you have $2 billion or something, but it's the same exercise, okay? You basically, visualizing stuff is theoretically constructing the model in your head, okay? So that afterwards, it's easier to do, okay? So the only thing you have to remember about visualization, because I think a lot of people are kind of like, you know, giving you the wrong impression or something. Visualization is just, it only does one thing. It does one thing, which is making sure that when you encounter this situation, it won't be the first time you see it. It won't be like a foreign, like unknown, okay? You already have experience with it because you visualized it. That's all it does. It doesn't have any magical powers or something, you know, whatever people are telling you, oh, visualization does this, does that. No, it doesn't do this. Visualization basically means that when you're going to encounter, so for example, if you practice what's going to happen when a dog, like a really mad dog, is running at you, right? You practice it 300 times in your head. Obviously, when it happens, yeah, it's a little bit different. But still, if you have prepared it so many times in your head, you will know what to do. It's not a foreign situation, okay? So that's all visualization does. And creating a process, a workflow, a development, or anything does the exact same thing, right? The process is, next time a client walks in, they will come in through the door, you will greet them by saying, hey bro, how's it going? You're going to show them around the store, and then you bring them to the register, you ask them for the money, they give you the money, you give them the item with a smile and a receipt, they go out, okay? So this is the process. So what happens is that it will happen next time and you know exactly what to do. That's the only thing that visualization actually does for you. It doesn't do anything else like, oh man, things are gonna materialize and stuff. It doesn't, okay? So if you're one of those people like, oh man, oh, I suck because I don't do the visualization exercises that these gurus are telling me to do, then, well, please understand that if you're doing any sort of processes, any sort of planning, because think about it, you are basically planning something that hasn't happened yet in the future, right? So out of thin air, you're going to design the whole system theoretically, and then it will happen just like you plan. So that's the equivalent of visualization. So the good thing is, I do this every single day. Every single day, that's what I do, okay? And that's the reason why, I don't know, I feel like, yeah, dude, I have my visualization in place already. The mechanism for my brain is already in place. Then, you know, maybe I need to change the flowers and the unicorns and stuff that are going to wait for me in front of my really nice mansion or something like this. Yeah, I could do that. But the mechanics that actually happens in your brain, I do every day. So what do? I come up with ideas, right? So I have this idea and I have this theory. Okay, so this can work, okay? And I start drawing a process, a workflow, okay? Like, you know, funnels. Do you guys create funnels? If you create funnels, it's the same thing as visualizing. You're visualizing what that person is gonna do. They're gonna give you their email, and then they're gonna go here, and then they're gonna click there, and then they're gonna go there, all right? So if you guys are building funnels, dude, you're visualizing, okay? So me, what I do is, I do this for everything I do, right? I conceptualize, then I write the steps, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and stuff. And then I make it happen, okay? And I see does it actually happen like this? And if it doesn't, and I have to remove some steps, then I remove the steps and all that kind of stuff. And then what I do, because you know me, then I train my team on how to do this, right? So I basically have to tell them, look, this is what's gonna happen and all that kind of stuff. And magically, you know, because I'm a magician, what happens, it works this way, okay? So if you were one of those people who, you know, who felt kind of like left out because, oh man, I'm not good at doing what the gurus are saying and I'm not a yogi or everything, then please don't feel bad. If you're doing any of this, any planning, any workflows, any funnels or developments, it's the same exact thing. I mean, a development, think about it, a development. I have developers working on something for me, right? I have this idea, which is completely intangible, right? It's not there, right? But I imagine something. And I tell them, look, okay, so I need this. When someone does this, you do this and blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, they come up with something that I imagine, right? And I visualized, because you have to visualize it for someone to understand it and to do it for you. And then next thing you know, it does happen, okay? So that was my message for you guys. You don't need to be out there and sit like a yogi or something. You know, that's how do you call this this stance where you have your legs crossed and stuff? I can't sit like this, man. I don't understand how people can do that. I can't sit like, my hips are not flexible enough. I sit like this for like, I don't know, 5 seconds, that's it. I have cramps and all that kind of stuff, you know? So you don't need to do this and wake up at 5 a.m. and start visualizing stuff, right? You are already doing this, okay? So don't listen to like the hype and the marketing of, oh, you need to do this before you go to bed and when you wake up and all that kind of stuff, and do it at 3 a.m. and you have to jump in an ice pool when you do this because otherwise it's not gonna happen. And no. Right? There are other ways of doing this. This works for some people, and for some people actually helps them sell you stuff. Okay? But it's not the only way to do it, and you're probably already doing it. Okay? So I guess that was pretty much it for today's episode, and hopefully I made your day. Okay? Because one thing that people don't like is to be left out. Right? You don't want to be left out, especially when it seems like everybody you hear is telling you to go and do this because it's, yo, that's the thing you need to do, okay? Right, so here, if someone starts telling you, oh man, you need to do some visualization exercises at 2 a.m. and then you wake up and you sit like a yogi, and you say, dude, I'm already doing that, right? I'm doing my developments, I do my funnels and stuff. It's the same thing as you're doing. Right, I'm conceptualizing the whole thing, and then I build like the steps, and then it happens. It's the exact same thing. It's even better because it's quicker. Okay, so that's pretty much it, guys. You're welcome, and I see you guys tomorrow for new adventures. Bye bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff, and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I wanna ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode, and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day. And it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast. But you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.